Trap Gold Jewelry Diamonds. We do help people invest and save and tuck their stuff away. I can tell you from a lot of years in this business and getting more involved in the quote-unquote front line, a lot of people come in here with a lot of ideas. And you just, it's hard. There's a thing called the Dunning and Kruger effect, which is a kind of a, it's a proven phenomena that basically explains that people don't know what they don't know. And those, so it, what it, the way they define it is it's based on cognitive ability. And it says, in the field of psychology, the Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias in which people with low ability or, you know, a lack of knowledge, which can be in one area or many, at a task overestimate their ability. It's related to the cognitive bias of illusory superiority, which means perception of superiority. And it comes from the inability of people to recognize their lack of ability or lack of knowledge. Without the self-awareness of metacognition, and I'm reading the you know, the actual scientific definition, without the self-awareness of metacognition, people cannot objectively evaluate their competence or incompetence. And then it goes on. It's called the miscalibration. He says it, the miscalibration of the incompetent stems from an error about the self, whereas the miscalibration of the highly competent stems from an error about others. And what that means is people who don't know don't know what they don't know. People who do know assume people who don't know know more than they know. So people who don't know get treated better than they should. And so both ends of the spectrum are confirming their cognitive incompetence or inability. And so it's important. Now, then what do you do with that? Well, you go to Proverbs when it tells you timeless times that you seek what kind of counsel? Wise counsel. You seek counsel from somebody who has an established track record, something you admire. You don't walk, I mean, if you want to walk up to a stranger and ask them how to raise your kids or whatever, or how to invest your money or fix your car, great. But there's a high likelihood you're wasting time. That's why the Bible says wise counsel, wise counsel. You want to seek people who've got something going. And then we run into other psychological biases where we want to hear people talk who tell us what we want to hear. True wisdom doesn't do that. True wisdom wants to be challenged. Defensiveness is a very, very destructive personality trait, and it prevents us from growing, learning, pleasing God. But you know what happens is over time with these cognitive, you know, challenges, we'll say, we can tend to fall into a slot in life where we just decide to operate because it's comfortable. In one case, a professor called it to me. He was talking about a situation, not towards me, but he called it intellectual laziness. We can grow our mind. And I've been reading a little booklet called As a Man Thinketh that is written in 1903 by James Allen. It's a small booklet. It's like, it's philosophy. It's about 60-some pages. And it's based on the scripture, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? And it's really good. I learned about it from a movie I watched about a true story of a black man who was artificially, or what do you call it, falsely incarcerated. He was framed in the South. I mean, basically for being black, and it's a bad deal. It's kind of sad. I mean, this stuff is legit, you know, and there was deep racism, and all this stuff is now permeating our society. There's one of the biggest things that is required. In addition, you know, Madison said that this Constitution is for a moral and righteous or moral and religious people, okay? It is, and I'll tell you, you need to know that. You've got to understand forgiveness. Forgiveness is tough stuff, right? I mean, you got to forgive. You got to learn how to forgive. And it's really hard. And it's also the point of this little booklet I'm reading, not the forgiveness part, but the power of the mind. It's written in heavy early English. And it's, you know, here's, I'll just grab a little short paragraph. It's not like I've handpicked it, but it's just there. Every paragraph in this book is powerful. Man is buffeted by circumstances as long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. But when he realizes that he has a creative power and that he may command the hidden soil and seeds of his being out of which circumstances grow, he then becomes the rightful master of himself. Okay? God made us with creative power. We have the power in our minds. So my point with this Dunning and Kruger statement or whatever, folks, we don't have to be stuck in these ruts. But I'm telling you, I discussed the flea in the box a while ago, the Dale Carnegie, you know, I love Dale Carnegie stuff, at least the original stuff. It's empathy and positive thinking. And they put a flea in a box, this acrylic box, a group of fleas, a large group, and they, you know, the box was like a fish tank. It was probably 16, 18 inches high, and they're jumping. These fleas are jumping all the way, bouncing off the top of the box. After a while, they pushed, well, at the end of the day, before we went back the next day, they pushed a plastic acrylic cover all the way down about 3 inches off the bottom, maybe four, whatever. The fleas kept jumping, that's what they do. And then the next day, they lift that acrylic lid, leave the top of the box open now. Those fleas won't jump above 4 inches. They're in a 16-inch tall box. Previously, they were bouncing off the 16-inch roof. And they will remain this way the rest of their lives. They are now incapable of jumping higher than the lowest ceiling they were faced with. What's my point in all that? Do we do that? I mean, is that what we do in our lives? I'm going to say, yeah. It's real hard, you know, and to break out of that. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but it's fun, you know. And there's words like failure. Get that out of your vocabulary. There is no failure in God. What does Proverbs say? It says, a righteous man. Well, it says, a wicked man falls down and stays down. In other words, the lowest common denominator, that's where he stays. But what does a righteous man do? It says he falls 7 times, okay? And I've explained this on the show. I want you to hear it again. I've studied a lot of mathematics. 7 in ancient Hebrew is the number for infinity, as well as 7. It's the perfect number. So a righteous man falls down infinite times, and he gets back up. You don't, if you're serving God, you don't fall down and stay down. You break out of the chains in your mind. If you can't, you know, I've dealt with people, friends and whatever, they can't speak positive stuff about other people. The chains are in there. There's all kinds of things. Or they can't speak positive about certain groups of people. It may be, I won't go through it all. It could even be fathers. It could be men. It could be women. It could be all based on something you experienced growing up. And you have to learn. Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, Ephesians 4:29, right? But only that which is edifying and uplifting, you know, to those who hear. We are to speak good words. We're to speak positive. We are to be out, you know, the Bible again. It says, we speak life or death in Proverbs. It doesn't really leave anything in between. I mean, that's like, really? I've pondered this one a lot. That we either speak life or death, but nowhere in between. And that's a tough one. So what, I guess if that's the case, then we better be careful what comes out of our mouth. We need to be careful even talking to a friend, how we end a phone conversation or whatever. If we get all testy and short and, I'm going to get out of here, I got to go, I got to get, you know. Well, that may not be edifying to the person listening. So it says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. You can eat the fruit of your tongue. It's basically, these things, my brain's bounce around. The little pamphlet I said, As a Man Thinketh, I bought it on Amazon. I bought a few of them for family members. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, it embraces the whole of our being, our creation by God, right? And it's so comprehensive that it literally applies to every single thing we do. We are not just these random beings shoved here on this earth. I've said this before. How powerful is that mind of yours? How powerful? I mean, it's deeply philosophical when you get into the fact that it's, you know, we accept what we are. We wake up and we have awareness. You know, and we just accept it as normal. It's called sentience. Sentience is the ability to experience sensations, known in philosophy as qualia, right? Here we go. We're getting a little deep now. It's basically saying we can feel pain. We can feel our environment. We can interact. We can think. We're aware. So here's a definition. I'll go look it up. It says, sentience is the capacity to feel, perceive, or experience subjectively. 18th century philosophers used the concept to distinguish the ability to think or reason from the ability to feel, sentience. In modern Western philosophy, sentience is the ability to experience sensations, known in philosophy of mind as qualia. In Eastern philosophy, sentience is a metaphysical quality of all things that require respect and care. Okay? But basically, the prevailing scientific view today is that sentience is generated by, you know, your specialized neural structures. Now they got to get all scientific, right? You know, neuroanatomical and neurochemical and neurophysiological. And in more complex organisms, these take the form of a central nervous system, and they go through this. Yeah. Like, we're really smart. We observe what God made. Sentience is our ability to have free will. God connected us to this realm. We make decisions. He puts us here. And why do we all search for meaning? Who made us? Where did we come from? Why do we ask that stuff? Because God wants us to ask that stuff. He wants us to choose Him willingly. That actually is sovereignty. That's the sign of sovereignty. He wants us to worship Him willingly. Those of us who choose Him as our Lord and Savior, we get to spend eternity with him if we do it properly, which is the lordship decision. It's based on our desire to know and please him. Remember, James, I think it is, maybe, but it says, you say you believe. Even the demons believe and shudder. Think about that. Believing in God is not enough. You have to receive him, accept him, let him be the Lord of your life. That's the hard part. So we need to look at, you know, where our relationship is with God. We have to commit everything back. I always go back to the parable of talents. I seem to end up there a lot. And it is discussing the same thing. We get judged. First of all, there's the, you know, the throne judgment, the filtration judgment, where Jesus Christ stands and pays, is the propitiation for all of our sins. But then we get the crown and reward judgment as believers. And honestly, I'm going to be honest, there's people out there that claim to be believers, and I've been around them, and I'm like, okay, there's nothing you do that would let anyone know you're a believer. Narcissists do things that look good, but they serve their own benefit or purpose, okay? When you have the heart of God, the heart of Christ, the Holy Spirit, you do good things for other people. You know, I had someone say, well, there's nothing good that's ever been done in the name of God. It's all been bad. I mean, just there's all this garbage, this all these lies and deceptions out there. That is not true at all. Okay, that's the world pre and post Christ looks nothing alike. Now, post Christ, man's a slow learner. Post Christ, it took us some time. By 1000 or 1100 AD, we had the Islamic movement take over, the Mohammedan movement, and they were ruling the earth. But the problem is with Islam is it's just littered with violence, and it's based on works, and there is no peace. There's no faith. Peace to them is if everybody submits to them, and then you have the caliphate and the leadership, and they do, you know, there's some really heinous things that take place. Iran has this day of cleansing, and I made the mistake of watching a video on it, and it's nasty, it's bad. They're, you know, they're taking, I'm sorry, but I want you to know what Satan's stuff looks like. They're taking cranes, hanging 5-6 guys at a time. They're beating people to death. They're flogging and whipping. I mean, this is like a big day. It's a big Muslim holiday, you know, cleansing sin out of their society. That is not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. A few of the things Jesus said, one is mess with children and you would be better that a millstone be hung around your neck than when I get my day with you. Saved or not saved, folks, if you're dealing in that realm, you're done. I mean, Christ did everything he could to make it crystal clear. That is an intolerable, intolerable behavior. And then these people that get caught and arrested and they go through their computer and they find all this child porn. I'm telling you, folks, if anyone out there is near that stuff, you better get it out of your life, repent and change and get some help, because you will go to hell. That's my belief. It's not, you don't do that kind of stuff and then just repent, you know. And the way God works, it just doesn't work that way. And he says it himself. There are certain things that are just not tolerable, and I don't know why I'm saying that, but I think it must be necessary. So, anyway, so as a man thinketh, so he is. So let's talk about this wonderfully beautiful world we're living in, because we love it, don't we? We got a problem, folks. We got a problem. We had, I mean, honestly, I'm thinking, you might as well accept the fact now, I think. Not that I don't have faith, but it's appearing more and more. Sidney Powell stepped down. She was the one saying that they're getting all this evidence of election fraud. They're getting nothing. No one is coming forward right now to admit anything. Okay? Why? Because they've got some powerful backing. The price is huge. When they, for the last COVID bill, this thing's been planned for a long time. Trump didn't see it coming. He doesn't know the game. He doesn't have the statisticians. Or he got to where he was a certain way. Bull in a china shop. And they adapted. And they beat him. They are the best crooked criminal athletes, if you want to call politics a sport. They're the most corrupt, nasty people you can imagine. I mean, this is so apparent, you know. But here's the problem. It's the media, because they know that the media's got their back. So they know if they send out tens of millions of ballots, just at random, unsolicited, they'll win the election? What's up with that? I mean, how do you know that? A lot of research. So I was saying the last COVID bill, they hiked that thing up tremendously and then pumped money 18 different directions. They wanted Donald Trump out of there so bad. He offended and ticked him off. He was not a politician. He doesn't belong there in their minds. He owes no one, or he doesn't owe anyone anything. Nothing. But he's brash and he's tough. And he's not a good articulator, frankly. And one thing that really kind of caught me with these there's no shortage of evidence of election fraud. I mean, I saw a list here recently, unbelievable. Where I think the White House went wrong in bringing this stuff through for in front of courts is not using statisticians to explain. Because their argument, the court's argument repeatedly is, well, you got to prove it's widespread. In other words, they're saying you have to prove there were enough votes that were fraudulent to swing the election. Okay, but here's how statistics works. Whenever you do statistics on a population, you take a random sample. I've discussed this. You can't sample the whole population. I mean, supposedly, if it were legit, you got 71 million voted for Trump and 75 million for Biden. How are you going to sample 146 million people? You're not. Why is it that every single appearance of election voter fraud favored Biden? Now, people don't know what they're getting. I don't know how studied most of my listeners are, but I sure hope they're studied, because the mass of society is not. They're in the dark, they're ignorant, they're clueless, and there's no logic, there's no common sense, there's no wisdom, you know. They blocked, you know, Trump's work on this Farsi coronavirus. They threw this thing at him. They had it all pre-planned. Trump, as I said, a contact of mine who's literally got the highest top secret clearance available, and he's been exposed to the Oval Office, and et cetera, has said to me that Trump has a level of intel you or I could not comprehend. Again, there's your Dunning and Kruger thing. You get the media, the things in your life that are binding you, whether it's a person, place, or thing, you know, whatever it is that's bothering you, when you finally let that go, then you can experience God's wholeness and fullness. Don't ask me why I'm totally on that, but I is. And that's just what it is. So, couple things I want to touch on here. I got a few more things. I mean, this is something I didn't really get into yet, but it's very important to me. The lovely Biden gang comes up. There's a lot. The bus is starting to move. The head of the GSA is starting the process of transitioning Joseph Biden into the White House. Was Trump rooked? Yeah. Did COVID rook him? Yeah. Did he handle it wrong? Boy, who knows? I can tell you, folks, there's a lot of things about COVID I've studied. They're not, you know, I think it's a way overblown farce. It's certainly not worthy of destroying our entire nation, is my feelings. To put it lightly, the survival rate is exorbitant. So today Biden comes out in his little press conference with his future gun confiscation. There's two options. It's for any semi-automatic weapons. So right now, before Matt Shea got suppressors legalized in the state of Washington, which is a silencer on a gun, you would have to pay a $200, you'd have to buy the item plus pay a $200 federal tax stamp to own it as a collector. That applies to other odd weapons. They have an AOW category, any other weapon, and I've got a few of those as well. So then, once it gets legalized, the tax stamp's no longer necessary. But here's the deal. So here's what Biden's proposing, and that's a soft word. Two options. $200 per gun registry. Or you can sell it to the government in a buyback program. Or pay fines and potentially go to jail. You can pay up to two. You have to register your guns, your semi-automatic weapons, $200 registration fee per gun. Now the Fed knows all you got, and believe me, I got a couple. So now they know all you got. And if you don't do it, it's $2,000 per weapon fine, plus $10,000 for breaking the law, plus potential jail time and confiscation of all your weapons. Does that sound like the right to bear arms? The right to bear arms was not created for hunting. The right to bear arms was created to protect yourselves and ourselves in a militia manner against a tyrannical government. So now, is it the government's duty to confiscate those weapons that you have a constitutional right to own? Of course it isn't. Folks, they come on with this full throttle, full strong. And then what happens? What do we do? Negotiate? So here's what else is going on. This thing is bad news. We got the Senate, the conservatives do. But Congress is up for grabs. People are pouring into Georgia. There's two runoff races in January. What does that mean? Two races for congressional seats were so tight that they have to redo them. Well, the liberals are telling everybody to go to Georgia. Sign up as a voter. You can actually sign up as an out-of-state resident if you, quote, intend on moving to Georgia in the next, you have to sign up by December, whatever it is, 9th or 5th, I don't know. But you have to intend to be moving to Georgia in the next 9 months. why would anyone ever make a voting law like that? You either are or not a resident. Why would they let people sign up that intend to vote or intend to move? Folks, you see where I'm going? If they win these two seats, they have a 50-50 split in the House. Then what happens? Kamala Harris is the VP. She is the tiebreaker. And then you've got it all. You've got the new Green Deal. You got your guns gone. And, I mean, you know what the new Green Deal is? It's absolute farcity. I mean, let's be honest. Joe Biden is gone. I don't know if you've watched videos. He is so clueless. Just so clueless. The media's covered this up. He's got advanced forms of dementia. They don't even care. They just say, get that man's name in there and we will take over. Obama stepped up. That man's going to be on the consultation line on a regular basis. Trust me. I assure you. That's the plan. Among many others. Little disconcerting, eh? So, all I'm saying is prepare yourself. So we got, what's going on nationwide? We've got this COVID thing ramping back up. 100,000 cases a day in the United States. Cases don't matter. Deaths matter. We have literally the highest. We have such a high survival rate. It is way less dangerous than the flu. They'll say, oh, they died from COVID. No one dies from COVID. They have to have underlying conditions. And you might say, well, yeah, that's why I'm afraid of it, or that's why this or that. Well, you're not supposed to be afraid. The Bible warns us about fear. I mean, really, is this something, do you think just that, you know, you have that choice to make a decision of which direction you want to go? You can run around in fear and let them captivate and control you. And now a lot of, you just wear your mask to be, you know, you don't want to offend anybody else. I mean, really, folks, we're all running around with masks. Would you have ever thought this had happened? This is showing us, hands down, bar none, how fast the end times can come on. It's a joke. I mean, you look at the bright times. Donald Trump had the highest unemployment, the lowest unemployment's ever been of all time. He really did have great policies for America. The media was so against him. The establishment, the deep state, they hate the man. Hate is not a good thing. Anything done out of hate is not done well. Court packing. You get Kamala Harris as the tiebreaker, folks. This stuff's legit. Can you imagine this? Trump actually plays by the rules and accomplishes something. He gets the Supreme Court set up. You'll get the liberals will, they'll end the filibuster. They're going to get the guns confiscated. They're going to pack the Supreme Court. Can you imagine this? This is an idea that FDR had. These guys can't play by the rules. If you don't like the rules, you change them. You cheat on the elections. You lie. They don't care how they win as long as they win. I've said this for a long time, but man, do I mean it now. You've got professional crooks running this operation. Now, what do you do? Okay, I've talked about speak out, stand up, prepare yourselves, be ready. You know, things can get ugly quick. Something's got to give. Are we going to have this new socialist thing? You got Oregon, folks. Here's a little common sense for you. Oregon just decriminalized cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and who knows what else. Oh, magic mushrooms. Decriminalized. But don't you dare have over six people at your house for Thanksgiving. These liberal states are saying, tattle on your neighbor. Don't not one of you listeners, don't you dare ever start tattling on people or playing that game. I don't care what your fears are. Don't you ever, ever get involved in that. Love overlooks a sin even. It ain't a sin not to wear a mask. It isn't a sin to have 10 people at your house for Thanksgiving. The fruits of the Spirit says, for the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. It says, against such there is no law. Well, they're working on it. You know, doing good, having fun, loving people. Even Solomon said, you know, the best joys in life come from knowing God, obeying His commandments, the food you eat, the friends you have. This is not going to end until someone rises up. You get this organized Antifa garbage. Here's the problem. You get a bunch of fools, and you get George Soros operations paying them to run around and burn things and kill people. What's been done about it? And then in the meantime, you got to be screaming, defund the police, defund the police. We hate you. Don't help us. You're bad. And then, so the cops back off, and they don't want to try. They're frustrated. They're fed up. Is that good? I mean, are they good at what they do? They're good at what they do. You got all these governors. They're governing by fiat. Fiat is decree again, folks. Curfews, mask mandates, gathering limitations. Hopefully not enforced by cops. Every once in a while you get police in certain states they don't understand what law is. They don't understand their constitutional duties. Sheriffs don't do it. Cops don't do it. Don't fall for it, you know. You need to know who your friends are. And you definitely don't want to take this battle on because it will ruin your life. I mean, that's not a threat. I'm just saying. People need, I mean, it started out with police protect and serve. So, you know, we need police to protect us and serve. What do they protect us? Protect our constitutional rights. You got to remember, folks, the Bill of Rights is not a list of things that the government gave you. The Bill of Rights, that's the right to free speech, the right to bear arms, protection against illegal search and seizures, etc. It's not a list that the government gave you. It's a list of things they cannot take away from you. But what are they doing? That's what the Bill of Rights is. What is wrong with these liberals? This is a lack of education. It's a miseducation. It's happening. Cultural Marxism at its peak. You have got to be aware. I mean, liberalism is a religion. They attack religion, but religion's a religion, or liberalism is a religion. It's a religion of self-hatred. It teaches white people to hate their race, boys to hate their sex, right? Women to hate their femininity. It teaches Americans to hate their country, Westerners to hate their history. I mean, what a loathsome, disgusting, poisonous thing this is. It's a cancer, folks. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you, prepare yourselves. And then there's not much time left. Folks, if you want to go online, we are short-staffed, so, but if you want to go online and give us three nice positive 5 stars on major event, major places, let us verify and we'll give you 2 nice Morgans. You also should get yourself connected ASAP on a portfolio. You need to have a significant amount of your money secured in God's money. It'll last. The Bible tells us on the day of wrath, judgment, end, whatever you want to call it, people cast their gold and silver in the streets. It lasts till the end. I could go through the rest, but I don't have time. I'm just encouraging you to do it now. There's nothing else like it. I mean, there's all kinds of things. There's little shiny objects all over you can chase, but God, He tells you what to do. You can do what He says or do what man says. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Have a great night. Bye-bye.